Examination at level 8.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's your name?
My name is Hisako Natori.
I'm very pleased to meet you. Please sit down.
Thank you.
Okay. And I believe that, first of all, you're going to talk to me about your topic.
Yes.
Okay.
I brought this origami, which I made myself.
Yes. Very beautiful.
Origami is one of the Japanese traditional folk art, and it's widespread throughout Japan.
Yes.
And it has formed a part of Japanese culture for many years. And we believe origami has an element to stimulate the development of children's intelligence.
Right.
And it is also effective medical treatment as finger exercise for elderly people and physically handicapped people.
Right. And you made that yourself?
Yes. It takes quite a long time to make one of these.
Right.
It takes me about 8 hours to finish it.
My goodness.
Yes.
Are you going to tell me how it's made?
All right. Yes. I start off with a sheet of paper like this, and then I fold the paper to make this flower shape.
I see.
I then insert the beads in the center of this flower.
Right.
And glue. And when I have made a lot of flowers like this,
yes,
and then I stick them together to form a ball shape like this shape, and when the ball is half completed,
yes,
I place the string in the center of the ball,
mm-hmm,
and to make a loop at the top.
Yes.
And strands for decoration.
Right. Now, this flower seems very difficult to make for me.
Yes, it is difficult, honestly.
Yes. Could you teach me how to make the flower?
Okay. It's incredibly difficult.
Is it?
Yes, I'll try to explain it. As I said,
yes,
I start off this with a sheet of paper and fold in half.
Right.
And make a triangle shape.
Oh, yeah.
Because start up the square, so triangle shape, and fold again,
mm-hmm,
triangle shape as well.
Yes.
And then open the triangle bit,
mm-hmm,
and push it down to make square.
Mm-hmm.
And then open the triangle bit. It's quite difficult. When I make the square, I just push it down. After pushing down,
yes,
the triangle, it looks like square again.
Right.
And then there is an open side and closed side.
Mm-hmm.
And open side, lift the open side and make, like, it's like a triangle, but it's not quite triangle shape.
Yes.
But it's like a triangle shape, and make the fold and again and again and again. And reverse just all of them. So I reverse it like this.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be down the fold line on them. And then fold on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Then just fold again and again. It's so quite complicated.
Yes.
It is difficult to explain without doing it.
That's right. And do you know how many pieces of paper in the ball?
36 papers.
36?
Yes.
And when did you learn origami?
When I was a child, I used to fold a paper at school, and I finished it.
Yes.
And I've been here for nearly 4 years.
Yes.
And then just before I came here, I thought it would be better to teach or show English people what origami is like.
That's right.
So I started again, and so Just 4 years ago, I started.
Very good. Well, thank you very much indeed for talking to me about that. It's very interesting. Now, I see that you've brought in a text as well. Mm-hmm. What text is this?
This article said, Omega, the Swiss watch company, mm-hmm. The director of the UK,
yes.
Mr. Ray.
May I have a look?
Yes, please.
Okay.
He's rich, please.
Right.
And wanted to withdraw an advert from Borger, Mr. Reed, who is the director of UK Omega Company, wanted to withdraw an advertising from Borger quite a long time.
Yes.
But he didn't succeed in taking back. Because in Borger, a kind of magazine.
Yes.
They used quite a lot of models, of course, but the problem is they are too thin. The girls used in Vogue were extremely thin, like skeleton. So they thought it would be better to take back an advertising from Borg because it might encourage youngsters, young people,
yes.
To make themselves thin.
Yeah.
But I don't think it is not good. I don't think it's a good thing for them to make themselves thin. Because they need proper nutrition to grow themselves properly, and in general, young people want to be the same as models.
That's right. Well, why do you think that magazines want to use very, very slim models?
Because it looks nice, I would say.
Uh-huh.
I'm not quite sure, but many young people think it looks very slim and slender. It looks beautiful.
Right.
But
so you don't think that I would be a good model?
No.
I'm not slim enough?
No.
Ah, dear. May I have a look at the
article? Yes, please.
Article? Thank you. Yes, I notice here that it talks about models of anorexic proportions.
Yes.
Did mm-hmm. you understand that?
Yes. Anorexic means when people people want to make themselves thin, mm. and they try to reduce the diet,
mm.
or they stop eating them, or like dyeloma. The first stage is dyeloma, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just eat food and vomit and repeat again and again.
Yes.
And finally, the body wouldn't accept food anymore.
Right.
That's the disease, probably, mm-hmm. I think.
Yes, I think you're right. So, do you feel that people are influenced by fashion and by
yes.
models?
Yes.
Yes.
Quite so.
That's right.
Mm.
Do you think that you're somebody who follows fashion, or are you? Do you think that you're quite conservative in the way you dress?
Oh, I'm quite conservative.
Right.
So
you're not very influenced
no,
by
not
these
at
models?
All.
Okay. Mm. Well, thank you for talking to me about your text.
My pleasure.
Right. Can you tell me something about yourself? You said
right
you'd be here for 4
years.
Yes. Right.
All right. I've been here in England. I've been living in England, actually, for 4 years because my husband works at Honda, the car company,
yes.
Honda, and he had to come here on business. And I followed him, of course. And we live near Swindon. But we haven't got any children.
Right.
Instead, we've got two little dogs called Shandy and Guinness.
Right.
Very sweet.
Yes.
My boys. And we really enjoy staying here because I lived in Tokyo.
Yes.
Tokyo is absolutely different from here.
Mm.
I don't know London very much, but absolutely different from Swindon, like suburb.
That's right. So what are the major things that you've had to adapt to in living in Britain?
Well, I think the first of all, language, probably.
Yes. What about ways of life?
Well, it's similar, I would say. Nowadays, many English people think Japanese eat a lot of fish, and they sit on the floor, and they wear kimono.
Yeah.
But nowadays, the time has changed.
That's right.
The Japanese has been westernized, I think. That's because of influence of America. And so it's totally different from what you are thinking.
Right.
So very similar, so we don't have any problems to live here.
Oh, I'm very happy.
Yes.
Good. Well, thank you for talking with me.
My pleasure.
It's been very interesting.
Yeah, that's good.
Now that this examination is finished, what have you thought about this experience?
Very nervous.
Yes?
Yes. And very thirsty again as well.
Well, I'm sure that you can get another glass of water.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice to have met you.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.